Dave in the morning.
Oh, welcome to another podcast. Actually, after today's podcast, I think that's pretty much going to be it for a couple of weeks.
Well, yes, 2 weeks holiday. You got any plans?
Just resting and, you know, getting stuff done around the house, like all boring stuff. But
it seems to be the case, isn't it?
Well, our jobs are like you get up so early in the morning.
Yeah.
By the time you finish work and you go home and you have a rest and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You get up and you don't want to do anything else. So everything you're meant to do during the week, you do on the weekend. But then they're like washing and all that sort of stuff. And then the big jobs like gurneying the house and all that sort of stuff, you always put on hold till the holidays.
Well, it's not just us. Everyone else does as well. I mean, that's part and parcel of being a homeowner, isn't it? You know, just I've already got earmarked re-screen the screen doors and the windows. So I'll be doing that in the frames and everything, like pulling out the old window screen mesh, touching up paint all over the place, that sort of stuff.
I just can't imagine you doing that, any of that. And if so, I want to see before and afters, because I've seen when you create the Easter bonnet hats and stuff that we've done, which is a very simple task.
Yeah, but that's a rush job. It always is.
Everything is a rush job for you, though. That is my concern for your house. But poor person who buys that house off you when you sell it down the track.
You've
held together with gaff tape.
No, you've seen some of the stuff I've done already over the Christmas break. It was a big job.
Your dad did that.
No, both of us did that. Thank you very much. He helped.
He told me he did the majority because you said your back was sore.
It was at one stage, yes. But I did a hell of a lot of stuff there as well.
Your poor, frail old dad. Up on a ladder doing stuff, and you're sitting there going, a little to the left, Dad, a little to the right, left.
No, I wasn't the foreman. I was actually in bed at the time.
Shame on you.
I literally could not get out of bed.
Shame on you.
Jeez, you shit me to tears sometimes. You really do, don't you?
My job here is done.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway.
Okay, you want to come over and help DIY the place on
my house is three times the size of yours.
Yeah.
I've got more things to do around my yard and my house that you need to do. I've got four bedrooms that don't get used.
Yeah.
I've got a gurney in the house. We've got paper wasps. What is it with paper wasps making nests all over your house?
What the hell is a paper wasp?
You know those on your wall, how you have like this, like, it's like made of mud, like a little long thing.
Yeah.
There's a hole in it. That's a wasp nest. They go in there and hide in
there. I know that, but I didn't realize a paper wasp.
That's what they're called.
Really?
So I have to get rid of all those and then just a whole thing, you know. And my mum is in Port Lincoln at the moment, so I can't even say, Mum, can you come over and clean my house for me? It's just a whole thing.
So you're just as bad as I am, getting someone else to help around the house.
Anyway.
Okay, well, there's our holidays done and dusted, isn't
it? How exciting of a life do we live?
Oh, yeah. Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Hey, one of our staff members is leaving us.
He is?
So Jacob, who does the breakfast show, he does work day on Hit Mackay with Sundays, is leaving us to go and do the breakfast show in Bundaberg, of all places. He's joining us this morning. Hey, mate.
Good day, guys. How are you?
Good.
Better than you.
Now, after hearing that waffle about, holidays and, you know, talking about getting up early in the morning and being exhausted, not being able to do anything, this is going to be your first breakfast radio gig in Bundaberg. Have we sold you off the idea yet?
Yeah, well, I know some of the content that you guys do, I absolutely will not be doing down there. Theatrical Thursday, that's getting the chop down in Bundaberg. No, but funnily enough.
But we have seen what you have stolen from us, and there's quite a lot.
Judge Jacob's just got a great ring to it.
I just don't think you've got the sassiness like I do.
No, I know. I'm a bit nicer than you are.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I've heard you.
Would you say that's just an on-air thing for me, or am I like that off the air?
No, you're like that all the time, 24/7, cool. In the office yesterday, you threw around quite a few sassy comments, but we love it. We love it. We love you, so we
consistent.
Already,
consistency.
Okay, now you're teaming up with a woman by the name of Ellerina.
Yes.
The ballerina.
Ellerina.
The ballerina.
And the ballerina. Oh, the ballerina and Jesus. Because you look like Jesus.
I know. Well, a lot of people say that, and especially around Easter time at the moment where, you know, traditionally,
He has returned.
Oh,
this is what's going to happen. He's going to leave us during the Easter break and then return on the Monday.
No. You should just, your first day in the Bundaberg office, just turn up in Jesus' outfit.
Yes. Well, just do that. You got the sandals already.
Just do that.
Well, I wanted to walk down Victoria Street this week and wear sort of like a Jesus robe and sandals, but the boss wouldn't let me. I was like, mate, this is great content. He's like, no.
Carrying a cross over the over your shoulder.
I feel like your start to the radio career would be over before you even knew it if you did that.
Do you know what's funny, though, as well? As you mentioned, obviously going down to Bundaberg to do Brekkie Radio. I was meant to come in this morning to learn off you guys, and my alarm went off, and I went, I might just get in at the normal time this morning. So it's off to a flying start.
Well, and I said that to Dave. I said, clearly Jacob thinks he's got the goods already. He doesn't need any inspiration or any chat at all. Good luck. So the day that you start, we are going to be off that morning.
Yeah.
We're calling sick, and Dave and I are going to sit by the radio and listen to your falling apart breakfast show in Bundaberg.
I wouldn't expect nothing less from you two, to be totally
honest.
And then
I would send you an email about all the things that you did wrong. And you could have fixed before you went there by joining us in our studio to learn the best from the best, you know?
Is there an unlimited word count on emails? Because I feel like that's going to be a big one.
No, it's going to be a long one.
Yeah.
You reckon we're joking.
No, I actually don't.
Well, good luck with it all.
Been an absolute pleasure,
fellas. You'll be amazing. You're a great radio talent. And I feel like this is just the start of... a long, long road in radio for you, so that's good.
Appreciate it heaps, guys. And honestly, the last 2 years has been awesome, and you guys have been a massive part of that. And even when I first moved here, I remember waking up one day, literally didn't have a home to go to that night, was super scared, not sure where I was going to sleep. And I walked into work, and an angel by the name of Dave Peters offered up his house to me for a couple of weeks. So a huge shout out to you,
that's
Dave.
That's why I hate him now.
Yeah.
Did that angel eat a lot at the table or what?
But I've got to say, Jay, you did not once offer your place to me. So, Dave, you're my favourite forever.
And I would never. Just so you know.
You've been burnt in the past, that's why.
I've had co-workers live with me for a while. I'll never do it again.
Well, it's
never.
Bad.
I mean, you're not bad, but I think previous people, when they live with you and you just see the true colours of that person, I'm like, I'm never asking somebody else to live there again, ever.
Look, really enjoyed the time with you here. Enjoy your time in Bundaberg. I get the feeling you won't be there long. You'll be like Kyle Sandilands.
The Bundaberg bosses will be listening Dave, don't do that.
He might be there for a few years, but I reckon he's going to be as big as, say, I don't know, Kyle Sandilands. Just a nice
version.
That's
a big call. Yeah. $200 million over, what, 10 years?
I'll take his paycheck.
We'll be hitting you up for a loan.
All right. Good luck, mate, and let us know how you go, hey?
Appreciate it,
we
fellas.
We won't be listening to your show.
Except for that first day.
Hey, here's our actual podcast. If you tuned in for that, sorry about the last minute of 7 minutes of waffle. Here it is on Triple M and our listener app. Twice in 1 week, we have Mackay Police in our studios.
And that'll be Nigel Dalton. Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning. How are you?
Look, we're sad. I'm not going to lie, because at the end of this week, you're hanging up the hat and the handcuffs.
That's right. Walk out the station on the 2nd of April, end of 40-odd years of policing. And they've been odd in a lot of respects. Really, really not ready to go. And a lot of people are sort of saying they're going to miss me, which is really nice to hear. So, what holds in the future, I'm not quite sure, but we'll see what I'll be serving the community in some way.
Do you actually get a going away present from the police? Like, do you get to keep the handcuffs for later use?
No.
Golden watch or something, or what?
I was thinking more the handcuffs for other purposes.
Yeah, or maybe blue lights for the top of my ute.
Look, we have a laugh now, Nigel. You've been instrumental in our region. You've done so many things for our region. You've been recognised by the council as our Citizen of the Year.
Yeah.
Of all of your years and 40 years of policing, I mean, it's probably hard to point out particular things, but is there something that stands in your mind that you walk away proud of?
Yeah, I think generally I would say interaction with younger people. That early intervention with young people is so important to prevent crime. And if we don't get into schools, if we don't get into the kindies and the playgroups and so on, people start getting an image of police officers, which they might see from the media, or they might see when things go really bad in their house, and they don't trust the police. The motto I love to tell people is I would love them to run towards me and not away from me, basically because I can't run very fast. But basically, my bottom line is that I want them to come to us with problems.
Yeah.
We don't solve all the problems. We've got a lot of people on our side, partnerships, and we can actually help solve those problems. But really, we want to have connection with the younger people as they grow up, as they move into their studies or whatever they're going to be doing, whether it's a trade or whether it's being a parent or just, you know, somebody who makes my coffee.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to pursue after life in the force?
Yes, I definitely want to serve the community. I'm not going to sit back and just garden and mow lawns and that sort of stuff. I want to really be out there doing stuff. They've got a couple of irons in the fire, which may come out in the future. But I really do want to work hard at making sure our community is as safe as possible and as successful as possible.
Yeah.
We live in one of the world's best places. There's no doubt about Mackay is so blessed. We've got virtually, you know, limited unemployment. We've got difficulty getting houses to get people in here to work, but we've got such a beautiful environment to live in. So if we can get more people here, more people in into houses, more people working, this region will just go gangbusters.
It may sound odd, but when you said you've had people say to you already that they're going to miss you and that kind of thing, and we don't obviously have you and Steve in the studio every week, but we do have you in quite often. But I think I'm going to miss seeing you all the time on the TV, here being heard on the radio. Like, you are an instrumental, not just that, I mean, your two children, I know, your wife, I know, like, you have cemented your life into the Mackay region. So it's sad to see you go, but hopefully you're doing something that we will see you on the TV every, because we know you love a camera. We know you love a microphone.
That's why I got my son into being a cameraman.
Mate, best of luck for the future. Thank you for your service and what you've done for us here in Mackay with Sundays, and we can't thank you enough.
Well, I know it's going to be left in good hands. Steve will be doing the same sort of job. Yep. He's different to me. There's no doubt about it.
He is very different.
He is very different. Yeah. Okay, well, it's in pretty good hands. And you know, he'll probably keep in touch with me a little bit, and you know, we'll work together probably in the future in some way.
Nigel, word of advice, go for the board shorts, not the budgie smugglers, okay?
When you're swimming. And we have to bring up too the wolf fat. So apparently you're going to be doing some swimming in the future, and we had special guest Chloe on the show with us earlier this week.
Yeah.
Swam the English Channel 44 times, uses wolf fat. Now, we recommend that you don't put that on your body.
I'm doing an open water swim in Darwin in May. Should I try it? Did crocodiles like it?
I don't know.
That's buffalo. Yeah, they like buffalo.
You'll break your personal best. You'll be swimming so fast with those things on your tail, I'm telling you. Nigel, as always, mate, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We've got loads of eggs here in the studio.
Yes.
We want to see you down there from 7 a.m. on tomorrow morning till 9 a.m. We're broadcasting live.
Just showcasing the eggs behind me now.
What type do we have there?
Let's have a look. We got the dairy milk ones, the big tube ones.
Yeah. Is there any red chilled and stuff in there?
I don't know. We've got the dairy milk. They're big, actually, those eggs.
What about one of the smaller ones? What else you got there? Smaller.
Cadbury. None of the fancy ones. Like fancy
ones.
Can
you just open one of the tubes? Just get one out for me. Okay. Just get an egg out from the tube.
Yeah.
So I just want to just do quality control.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because that's needed, isn't it?
Oh, to make sure that it's safe for our kids and our under five. So they've got their first Easter egg dash, and then we've got the second one.
I mean, you can't give out rubbish eggs. Oh, they're only small in there. They're huge. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Good catch.
All right. Are you saying there's only 28 in there? Is there 28 in there?
It says 28.
How long do you reckon it'll take me to eat 28 of these? How long it'll take me to eat this one?
I reckon 20 seconds.
20 seconds?
Yeah. Like, scoff it in your gob, probably less than that.
How much of a pig do you think I am?
A big one.
Should we test it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, here we go. Count me in, ready?
Okay.
Hang on.
3, 2, 1. Okay, we are at the, we're almost at the 5 second mark now. There it goes, 5 seconds.
The whole thing's in my mouth.
Well, yes, so you've gone 10 seconds so far. What did I say? 20. Okay, so there's, 25?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 15, sorry. 20. Oh, it's pretty close.
Done.
24 seconds. That's all it took you.
Yeah.
You just wanted a reason to eat an egg, didn't you?
It was for the show's purpose, Dave.
That's right, yes.
Show's purpose.
And we don't want to have anyone sick on the day either.
No, so one less is good for the community.
Okay, so that's...
I should be nominated for Australian of the Year.
You're doing a service here, mate. Well done.
Now I'm going to be a sugar... What are we making this morning and what's in the kitchen with Jay and Dave?
It is marshmallow bark, which is white chocolate and marshmallows.
And we have to taste test that as well.
We do. Well, you do.
Oh, there's going to be...
You're going to be on a sugar high.
So much sugar high today.
You're going to come down something chronic later on the Savvy.
Good luck to you when that happens.
No, I've got no responsibility there whatsoever.
Yeah, but you deal with the grumpiness.
You'll be at home by that stage.
No, I'll follow you home.
Shit. We love our footy. We love the fact that the Foley Shield Cup is synonymous with Mackay and winning, but hasn't been the case the last few years. The head coach for the Foley Shield Cup, Tom Heggie, mate, good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, anytime. Dave was just saying things have changed over the years. There's been, the Foley hasn't been as easy for, I guess, a lot of the players.
Yeah.
How can we change that this year, do you reckon?
Well, look, over the last couple of years, it's been, you know, played away. The carnival's been, you know, last year it was in Cairns, the year before it was in Townsville. So, I mean, obviously this year the carnival being in Mackay, you know, the players obviously don't have to travel, which is a huge advantage. So, looking forward, you know, like we've selected a 36-man squad.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is, you know, but there are a lot of things that we had to consider, you know, so... You know, there could be, with the carnival still a month away or 6 weeks away, you know, what we could come across injuries and players being promoted up into the cutters squad and work commitment, suspension. So we just thought if we go with a little bit bigger squad at this point, then, you know, if those things sort of happen to us, we've got guys there that have been training.
Sub them straight in.
Yeah,
that's right. And it's also another quick reminder, too, that it's from the A-grade players for the Mackay Rugby League District, isn't
it? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So all the players, you know, right across the competition, obviously there's eight clubs in Mackay that compete in the competition, and then there's guys that are contracted to the cutters as well that, you know, mightn't be selected to play for those for the cutters that week.
Sure.
They also come into consideration too because they're playing in the local comp as well.
Now, what's the somebody was telling me the other day, he didn't use the word curse, but they said 2004, 2014, 2024. What's the connection there?
Yeah, so Mackay actually, there's a little bit of a pattern happening there. I think I could be wrong, but I think Mackay won at 84-94. 2004 wasn't played. Oh, no, I think it might have been 2004 it wasn't played. There just seems to be a bit of a pattern happening there. So we tried to, obviously being 2024 this year, we just want to put all our efforts into making it a successful campaign. So
6 weeks out?
Yeah.
Where are we playing? When can we grab tickets? What's the go?
Yeah, so it's played May Day long weekend. Yep. So that weekend, actually, the Cutters play the East Tigers. So they've put it all together, basically. So it'll be a big weekend of footy down at BB Prince Stadium. Yep. So obviously the women's will be played at the same time. So I think our draw's got us playing on the Saturday. First game Saturday night against Townsville, I'm sure, I think. And then we play again on the Monday. So we actually have the day off on the Sunday. Last year up in Cairns, it was a little bit tough. We played the day that we travelled and then again had to back up the next day.
Which is grueling. Yeah, right. That's grueling.
It is grueling. So, you know, obviously the carnival being here, you do get its advantages. So, we're certainly looking forward to it.
Also happens to be on Saturday, that day, Star Wars Day as well.
Is it really?
Yeah. Just let you know.
Look how excited Tom seems by that day. Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a good sign.
That one wasn't on my radar.
Mate, best of luck with it. We'll have you guys into the studio again closer to the date, but it really will be a big carnival.
Yeah, it will be, mate. Yeah. I mean, it's exciting, you know. We want to put all our efforts into making it a successful campaign. Like I said before, you know, like being in Mackay, and they're actually going to invite some ex-players and have a bit of a reunion in terms of those, you know, those successful campaigns from years gone by. So all the players, just we had a meeting the other night, just an introduction meeting, and we spoke about, you know, like putting some pride back in the jersey. And, you know, Mackay's just, it's rich with, you know, talent, you know, and it's known for its rugby league, and it has been for many years. So we just think it's a really good opportunity to sort of put Mackay back on the map, so to speak.
Yeah, I think everyone's looking forward to throwing the water cooler over your head, the Gatorade bottle.
Well, hopefully that's the outcome.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when you're not looking. So, but anyway, no, it's exciting.
What is cooking in the kitchen with Jay and Dave? And our second week doing this, Dave.
Yeah, last week it wasn't. I mean, it worked out okay, I guess. It tasted all right, didn't it?
1 minute cookie, which took 7 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
False advertising.
This one is called Marshmallow Bark.
Okay.
Okay, this one's from TikTok as well. So, what you need is some marshmallows, which I've just dropped out of the.
Spill them all over the floor.
Okay. There's a couple of extra packs there for you, too. All right. Now, what we've done is we've melted some white chocolate, okay? You've got to use white chocolate on this one. Just three of these bars, the big bars, Milky Way, the Milky Bar Kid. Four cups of marshmallows. And if you can just open up that for me.
That is
the coconut oil. We need a tablespoon of that.
All right, there you go. This is a tablespoon. So I feel like this should be melted too, if you're going to put that, because that's hard, that's soft chocolate over there.
Okay,
put that directly in there.
We'll put that in the microwave now.
In that spoon?
Actually, probably not, because it's...
I was going to say, don't put the metal pin in the microwave. All right, so what we'll do is, because we've got the ingredients, we're much more prepared this week than we were last. So put that into a bowl.
I will do that.
We'll microwave that. We'll come back. And we'll assemble. What is this called, by the way?
Marshmallow bark.
Oh, marshmallow. You did say that. Sorry. We said the segment that nobody asked for.
Well, we asked for it because we're hungry about this time of the morning.
We cook things each Wednesday. Obviously, we're having a break after this week. So if you've got a recipe over the Easter break, email jayanddave@triplem.com.au. We are making marshmallow bark, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Okay. Yes. Now, I'm going to have to put the microphone down.
Okay.
Because Dave's just... The next part is to put the white chocolate, just throw it in there with all the marshmallows.
Look at that on the camera, eh?
Okay.
Make for a good camera shot.
It does. I'll just turn around so I can actually see that on the screen there. But the best bit about this is you get to lick the spoon.
Of course. I mean, when I mixed the mixture together, I licked the spoon anyway.
All right.
My germs were already in that mixture.
Nice. We've got JDNA in there.
Yeah.
That's great. You can lick the bowl too if you want.
So that's gone in.
Yes.
On top of the marshmallow. So how does it become bark? I don't get that too much.
We've got to put it in there. We've got to put it in the fridge. Okay. Now, the next part is we've got some coconut oil here. Yeah. Just a tablespoon. Okay. That goes in there as well, apparently. So
yeah, that's one we prepared earlier. Yes. I always wanted to say that on a cooking show.
Well, there you go. You've got your chance. Now, you just mix all that up and just whack it in the tray. A grease paper in there as well. And that's it.
That is the easiest thing ever.
Kids could make this.
Now, apparently this is an Easter recipe, right?
It is, apparently, yes. Because of the marshmallows, it's all fluffy and it's white. And the Easter Bunny loves this stuff, apparently. I asked him. He said, I love it.
Not the soggy bunny, but the Easter Bunny. All right, so Dave's tipping that into... Well, we can't even see that on the camera. Move your thing over so we can see that on the camera.
Okay, hang on a second.
All right, we're going to... It's all about the angles, you know?
All right, well, here we go. I'm not a cooking expert, so I don't know about this.
We can definitely tell. So Dave's tipping it into the pan. All the marshmallows are completely covered in white chocolate. I feel like this is just... If you added some jellies or some snakes...
I'd say that would probably work out well, too.
It would be a rocky road.
That's
what Rocky Road is. Okay. Actually, you know what that looks like? That looks like...
looks like macaroni and cheese.
Yes, it does. That's what I was about to say, macaroni and cheese. All right, so spreading it out. So what we'll do is we'll go to a break. That's actually impressive.
Lick the spoon. Tastes like bark.
Tastes like coconut. Let's cook. Now, we do What's Cooking in the Kitchen every Wednesday morning with the Jay and Dave Breakfast Show, right?
Yes. Today was the second time it's happened. It's another recipe from TikTok called Marshmallow Bark. And it's so simple, the kids could actually do this for Easter as well.
Recap, what did you do?
It is melted white chocolate. It's got marshmallows in it and coconut oil. Okay. And that's basically it.
Now, you've got a square of it there, do you?
I do. It's set in the fridge for a little bit.
Okay. Here we go.
You've got some there as well?
I do. Now, you can see the video of this being constructed badly on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay, which on that. Here we go. This is for an Easter treat.
Not my cup of tea. I'll give you straight away.
Oh, my God. It's very coconutty.
Yeah. I can taste the coconut.
Did you put the right amount in, or did you...
A tablespoon. Yeah, that's what they said.
I feel like you gave it an extra touch of love.
No. You're right. Oh. All I can taste is that white chocolate. Not a fan. What about you?
I mean, if you've got, if you've made it and you don't like it, you can just put it in a jar and give it to your workmates.
That's what's going to happen tomorrow. We've actually got a morning tea with everyone.
That's what we're having tomorrow now because it tastes like crap. The marshmallow bark. It's Triple M breakfast.